Hello, everyone, and welcome back to That Eurovision Roundup. I'm Shiloh, and today I'll tell you all about what went down in the Eurosphere during the second half of January. Starting next week, we'll move to a weekly schedule as national final season really kicks up, but for now, let's jump right into it. Up first, we have hosts. This is not a drill. Sandra Studer, Hazel Brugger, and Michelle Hunziker will be our terrific trio in Basel. Hazel and Michelle are both Swiss-based television personalities with international appeal, while Sandra snagged Switzerland a fifth-place finish at Eurovision 1991 under the stage name Sandra Simo. Another big piece of news is that we are officially up to three songs for Eurovision 2025. Luxembourg held their selection this past weekend and chose Laura Thorne with La Poupée Monte le Son to represent them in Basel. This song was a fan favorite and also calls back to a Luxembourgish Eurovision winner, France Gall's Poupée de Cire, Poupée de Son. Please join me in sending Laura congratulations. We've had several national final song drops over the past couple of weeks. Since our last roundup, we've gotten songs from Iceland, Ireland, Portugal, Norway, Poland, Belgium, Ukraine, and the second round of songs from Finland. Finka won Ukraine's wildcard voting with her song Kultura, joining nine other finalists. All the songs are now out, so give them a listen. Interestingly enough, another wildcard artist, Grisana, has now taken her song Kohani to San Marino's auditions, so don't count her out just yet. Let's head counterclockwise here. All 10 of Poland's national final entries have been released after Janusz Radek and Daria Marks kept us waiting on their songs for a few days. One song, the minority language Lusterka, even has a live version out already, so if you haven't listened to Poland's entries yet, start there. Up north in Finland, we have a complete batch of six songs. Yes, it was originally seven. Keep watching and I'll address that withdrawal. Personally, I think it's a pretty strong batch of six, and Finland will have great chances no matter what they send. Sort of next door, Norway is seeing not one but two Eurovision artists return, with 2001 entrant Wigwam and 1985 winner Bobby Sox. The exclamation is important. They're both appearing in this year's Melody Grand Prix. Iceland, on the other hand, may not have Eurovision returners this year, but do have at least one Sungvakeppnin returner. Vab, who competed with Biomynd last year, are back with their song Rua. Ireland is also seeing a returner. Aji is back after his 2023 appearance as part of the six-song lineup seeking to follow up on Bambi Thug's excellent sixth-place finish last year. Belgium has held two showcases, and we now have all eight competing songs there. Portugal's classic festival, the Canção, has released their 20 competing songs. We've got a semi-final split too, but no running order yet. We got time. And finally, just last night, as of my filming this, we got EMA song drops. I haven't had the time to listen yet, but between returner July Jones and well-known parody artist Clemens Laconia, I'm sure it'll be a solid bunch. While not quite song drops, we've also had four more qualifiers from Lithuania. From last week's second semi-final, we have Noi with Just Take Me on a Date and Petunia with Isaldomo. Then, just this past weekend, we added Gevrasi and Hole and Goya and Afterstorm. I reacted to the most recent batch of qualifiers for our YouTube channel, so once you're through with this video, check that one out. Now, I just feel the need to check in. Is everybody okay? This has been a whack national final season so far, with an unusually high number of artist withdrawals and disqualifications. Let's just run through everything really quickly. One Morning Left withdrew from UMK following allegations of child grooming against one of the members, and the band has now disbanded entirely. Austeja Lukaita pulled out of the second semifinal of Eurovisia.lt last minute due to illness. Lavrans Svensson withdrew from Melody Grand Prix right before the artist announcement, bringing Norway down to nine competing artists. Greece revealed that one of their originally selected artists was disqualified, leading them to bring in a reserve. And, finally, Moldova. So, Moldova held Etapa Națională live auditions, disqualified an artist for being late, and then withdrew from Eurovision entirely following concerns about the quality of the competing songs. Now, the disqualified artist I mentioned earlier, Valeria, has also taken her song to San Marino, so even if Moldova doesn't compete for Moldova, maybe they'll compete for San Marino. I love that San Marino does this. While we don't have any podcast-exclusive content this month, we do have audio versions of our national final pre-discussions and several interviews on our feed, so head over to that Eurovision podcast on your streamer of choice and take a listen. I feature on several of these, and I'm sure you all just love listening to me talk if you've gotten this far in the video. And keep an eye out for our January music roundup, which will drop soon. This month, we've got music from Marcus and Martinus, Gustav, Teja, and more. Now, I wish I could say that we'll have a more peaceful NF season from here on out, but just next week we've got big things on the horizon, including Pesma za Eurovizia song drops, an artist reveal for Austria, and the semifinal allocation draw. Benidorm Fest will kick off on Tuesday with a second semifinal on Thursday, and we'll be spoiled for choice on Thursday too with Greece's Ethnikos Telikos that night as well. Then on Saturday, we've got semifinals in Latvia, Lithuania, and Sweden, and final song selections for Belgium, Slovenia, and Spain. So keep an eye on our website, www.thatEurovisionSite.com, and our socials, at That Eurosite in most places, for all the latest news. Thanks again for watching, and we at That Eurovision Site will see you next week!